Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you are going to have a fabulous holiday weekend, as today is going to be a quick show due to the fact that it is Christmas Eve. And first and foremost, I want to thank you for your support. I started this podcast back in October of 2020. I've really enjoyed doing it. I really tried to bring some enlightening interviews. I've tried to talk about some important topics that are going on in our society. I've gotten very good feedback. But first and foremost, I want to thank my sponsors, because they have been my greatest Christmas gift back in October of 2020. New Works Plumbing, I cannot thank them enough for their loyalty. I cannot thank you enough for your messages via social media and reaching out to me. Those of you that have used New Works Plumbing and told me that they have been great for you, and I'm happy to hear that. And then, of course, Roy's Umbrella, who was with me when I was doing radio in Sacramento. I've known Roy for a number of years. I have so much respect and admiration for Roy. He has gotten through two brutal stage four diagnoses of cancer. Really shouldn't be here, but his perseverance, his will, his attitude, and his outlook on life has made him persevere. And it's just great having him involved with me on this podcast. But most and first and foremost, his friendship and the people at New Works Plumbing, too. So I wanted to just say thank you to them. NewWorksPlumbing.com, NEWWRXPlumbing.com, or Roy'sUmbrella.com for all of your home loan needs. Again, Merry Christmas. Thank you for your support. I know a lot of people are down on the 49ers today. I'm going to talk about that on my rant. I just think 49er fans are so freaking spoiled. I really do. And if I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know why I'd want to stay in San Francisco after this year. He's got to be the most underappreciated guy in the NFL. And again, I'm going to have more on this in my rant. Of course, we got our crowd ultra Q&A coming up in just a couple of minutes. But it's really unbelievable to me. It really is. It's crazy. You know, it's not like Trey Lance is waiting in the wings, ready to come in and be the next Joe Namath. All right, stop it already. The 49ers are going to be in the playoffs. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And then let's judge them when they get into the postseason. Raiders, they got Denver this weekend. Obviously, the loser of this game is done. So this is a huge game for the Raiders and the Broncos. And then in the NBA, you have the Kings. And, well, they play tomorrow, they play on the 26th. Against Memphis. Then they have Oklahoma City and Dallas for the two remaining games. And, you know, same old thing. They're in quicksand, and they have been in quicksand for a number of years. And barring any major moves, I don't see how things are going to get better in the calendar year of 2022. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're all dealing with the same, adversities in our society as it relates to COVID and where you can go and where you can't go, and it changes every day, and it's a crazy period of time. So enjoy your families this week and enjoy your loved ones this weekend. Thank you very much for your support, and without you, well, I wouldn't be doing this. You know, that's for damn sure. No way I would be doing this. I cannot thank you enough. And once again, Merry, Merry Christmas. And a special thank you to the folks at Crowd Ultra. They approached me back in September of 2020, and I liked the idea, and they've been great. So I want to thank those affiliated with Crowd Ultra and all of you that have taken the time to reach out to me on each and every episode. Alan asked, will you be watching basketball or football on Christmas? 100% football. Not even close. Not even close. Blake has a question. Was it hard balancing being a parent and the Kings announcer? I'll tell you, that is a fabulous question, Blake. Well, we have great life announcers. But there are a lot of sacrifices, because you were on the road many, many months out of the year. And you miss birthdays, you miss anniversaries, you miss games, You miss special moments with your children. So, yeah, there is, you know, a balancing act, but it's no different than someone that's in the military or a pilot or somebody that travels for a living. I mean, it is part of life. So I'm grateful for the 32 years I had as the Kings announcer. But yeah, it is very challenging. Absolutely. It's a great question. So it is a balancing act. I wouldn't call it hard. I would call it challenging. All right. But it's a very, very good question. Aaron says, do you believe Adam Silver saying there's no plans to pause the NBA? Yes, I do. I do believe that. I believe that they're just going to say, hey, this is here to stay. It is part of the deal. It is what we now have as our norm in life, and we have to deal with it. Could things change? Yeah, things could change. Reed asked, what's your favorite Christmas gift you got as a kid? I believe it was my first bicycle, and it was one of those Hot Wheels bike where the front wheel was smaller than the back wheel, and it was pretty neat. It was orange. And I thought I was styling, man. I was just, you know, I don't know, second grade maybe, third, I can't remember. But that one sticks out. That one sticks out. Chase asks, how do you think NHL players feel about the NHL not allowing them to play in the Olympics? I think for one-time Olympians, you know, athletes that would only get an opportunity to be in the Olympics once, I think it's a void in their life. But for the others, I think they're fine with it. You know, going to Beijing with everything going on and the political unrest around the world and, you know, again, what we are dealing with as it relates to this pandemic, I think that if you are a previous Olympian, you're probably okay with it. If this is your only chance, you're probably bummed out. That's how I would think about it. All right, Jay asked, have you seen Iman Shumpert recently saying LeBron ruined basketball on a podcast? I did not. I did not see that. Ryan asked, do you think it's a difficult job being an owner of a team? I think it's challenging. I don't know if I would say difficult. I think you need to approach it a certain way. I think a lot of owners approach their teams like they did their business, and you can't do that because it's totally different. I think the biggest mistake that I see with some owners is they think they know more than the general managers and the coaches, and because they own the team, they have the final say, and I think that's a real big problem with some owners that I know in professional sports. And I do. I think it's a real problem. The other issue is owners that can't stay away. You know, it's like their new toy. It's like they got a new sports car and they want to drive it all the time. You know, a good owner stays in the background. Good owners are heard and not seen. In other words, not in the limelight, not in the forefront. And I think challenging would be a better word. All right? I really do. All right. Julian wants to know, do you agree with Steve Young saying the NFL is changing the COVID policies to allow asymptomatic players to play? Yes, 100%. I believe that's exactly what it is. Yes. Dylan asks, are you excited to see players like IT and Lance Stevenson back in the NBA because of the new rules? Yeah, well, I'm particularly excited for Isaiah because I know him and I love the kid and I root for him. And so I am happy. Absolutely. And I hope he makes the most of it. I root for him every single day. Every single day. Rob asked, does the NHL not allowing players to play in the Olympics change your plans of watching them? No. I probably wasn't going to watch a lot of Olympic hockey anyway. I probably wasn't going to watch a lot of the Olympics, period. So, no, it won't change it that much. I mean, I would have watched when the United States plays Canada, and I still will, but no. All right. Mark asked, what do you think about Bubba Wallace still sticking with the news story? I haven't seen that he's still sticking with the story. It's been already proven that that rope was up before he even had ownership of that particular stall. Is that what I would say? Or a garage area? So, you know, I don't really have a lot to add to that. It's already been, the investigation's been completed. I thought we were past that. I didn't hear him say that, but, you know, I may have missed that. All right, again, Merry Christmas to everyone at Crowd Ultra. And thank you so much for all of your questions each and every week.
It's time for Brent.
All right, so the 49ers lose at Tennessee. You know, it's not like Tennessee's never won a game. They are the top team in their division. They're a solid team. And before the game, I said it was going to be a very challenging game for San Francisco, a long trip on a short week, which I think is absurd. I think there's no way in the world that game should have been played on a Thursday. I hate games like that on Thursday night. If you're going to play Thursday night football, teams should be in the same time zone. Shouldn't have to fly 3.5 hours, two time zones to play a game on Thursday night. That's first and foremost. And then there's Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, Garoppolo didn't have a good game. You know, the two bad throws that were picked off, you know, he was talking about maybe miscommunication. He wasn't on the same page as his receivers and vice versa. Well, that shouldn't happen towards the end of December. Everybody should be on the same page. But this is the same guy who just a few weeks ago, you know, did a phenomenal job to beat the Bengals on the road, you know, against Green Bay. Again, a phenomenal job to take the team down the field and score, and then the defense let the team down. And when the 49ers win, nobody wants to give Jimmy Garoppolo any credit at all. But when they lose, everybody wants Jimmy Garoppolo out of town. You know what? If I'm Jimmy G, I'd want to get out of town. I mean, seriously, you know, that's the way that you're going to be treated. That's the way the fans and the media are going to, you know, deal with you when you don't have a good game. I mean, it's absurd. I still think the Niners are a playoff team. They weren't going to win the division anyway. So the loss yesterday doesn't, like, mean the end of the world. It may mean a different playoff seating, but big deal. You know, if you're going to go in through the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl, you got to win a couple of games anyway. Speaking of the Super Bowl, didn't Jimmy G just take his team to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, winning the NFC Championship game and then losing to Kansas City? Yeah, I thought so. Is that the same guy or is this a different guy? Again, just total lack of respect, underappreciated. Again, I know the guy didn't look like Johnny Unitas at Tennessee, but freaking relax, would you? All right? Like, he's the only quarterback in the NFL that hasn't had a bad game. What do you want to say about Tom Brady? They didn't score any points this past weekend against the Saints. You want to get on Tom Brady's case because he didn't have a good game? Had a couple of interceptions? Looked out of sorts? Okay, just wondering. Give Jimmy G some slack, would you please? 49ers are a playoff team. I don't see any way in the world they're not going to the playoffs. And then let's judge him based on what he does in January. Hey, that is my podcast for today. Once again, Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a fabulous time with loved ones, friends. Stay safe. And thank you so much for listening to If You Don't Like That with Grant Napier.